Good evening, everyone out there in Pacifica land. This is the meeting for the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. It is Friday, April 16th, and it is 8:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your support, and please continue to support the Pacifica Radio Network. And I will now ask the Secretary, Andrea Turner, to take the minutes.
Yes. Can we have roll call and find out who's
yes,
online?
Yes, I'm sorry, take the minutes. I mean attendance, okay. Roll call.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Nia Betty-Yako?
Present.
Okay. Alberto Nuera? Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Okay. Mitch Cohen? Akio Tanaka?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Great. And also Pamela Drake? Okay, sounds great. That's it, Madam Chair. Looks like you have quorum.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. So, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Should I read it, Madam Chair?
Yes, you can read it for the listeners. Thank
okay.
you. Yes.
One is call the meeting to order. Two is the attendance. Three is approve the agenda. Four is set meeting schedule. Five is set up a listserv for this committee. And six is review and approve the minutes. And seven is review rough draft guidelines for handling complaints.
Thank you.
And then we'll adjourn. Thank you.
All right. Does anyone want to move to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Fantastic. Any objections?
Lisa, this is Nancy. I'm sorry. I was trying to get off mute. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Could we please add an item in there, like next steps and where would we
Yeah, okay.
Number eight?
It was set up meeting schedule and then set up a listserv for this committee, review and approve, that's number six, the minutes. And then the last one was review rough draft guidelines for handling complaints, and that was emailed to everyone.
Right. I'm adding a number eight. I have three.
Okay.
Eight. Yeah. Two next steps. Number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Number
nine.
Next step.
Number nine, review action items.
Okay.
Number
review.
10, adjourn.
Uh-huh. Action item. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Review action item. And number 10, adjourn.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the one. How could I leave off adjourning? I don't know if it's in order for the chair to make this recommendation, but I would like to suggest that the next steps, 8, and 9, if we could maybe combine those and we put them before reviewing the rough draft guidelines, is that okay with everybody?
Well, the reason I left it like that, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
May I recognize Madam Chair?
Sure, please, go ahead.
That I think it flows better because there might be items coming out of reviewing complaints out of the draft, which the next step be. That's why.
Oh, I see.
All right. Let me just give a little bit of information about the draft, and then maybe then we can maybe decide whether that should go before or afterwards. What I did with the draft is, I mean, I took some of the suggestions that the prior committees had been discussing in terms of how to primarily do this.
Hey, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do you need to approve the changes in the agenda?
If I would like to sort of break with the form a moment and just give a little bit of explanation about these guidelines and apologize everybody for getting them out so late, and then we can decide maybe once we know this whether or not we should put the other one first. I mean, whether or not we should put NIA's recommendations before that, right? So these were extremely rough draft guidelines, and primarily I went according to Robert's Rules of Order. And, you know, Robert's Rules of Order can be so involved. But I try to kind of, like, take the guide that was recommended there. So I was sort of envisioning other people might have a different view, that we sort of do a reading of this, because I think it's going to take time for people to really sit down and look at all this stuff. I mean, that's just my suggestion. And I was thinking, I don't know how necessarily long that would take, but we might have more energy before we start reading that. So that's what I can't imagine a lot of action items coming out of that. Although, but, you know, we're open. I'm open to it. However people feel that they would like to do this. How about this?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Was somebody going to say something?
No, I should we
may I make a suggestion? Could we sort of do some next steps before we get into reviewing and then we can always go back to it afterwards? Could I just Is that okay, Nia, or?
Oh, it's just the will of the body. I mean, somehow, maybe because I'm a little tired, I'm just not getting it. But it's fine. If everybody agrees, then I'm fine with it, Madam Chair. That's not a problem.
Right.
I'll grasp it along the way.
Right. Is that okay with everybody? Because we can always go back to that after we read it, but I just... You know, sometimes when we get into the meetings and it's long, and this could be something that could take a while to read, and, oh boy, I know it confuses me. So if nobody objects to that, I would like to suggest that we do the next steps as item number 7, and then we can always come back to it afterwards if people feel that we need to.
No objection, sir.
Okay, so hearing no other objections or considerations, I guess the agenda has been approved, and that means we can get into the next item, which is
set meeting schedule.
Right, I'm trying to talk and type and read at the same time. Yeah, set up a meeting schedule. So let me go to the KPFTX calendar. Does anybody by chance already have that up?
No, but I can go there quickly.
Let's have a read.
I'm trying to get there, too. My computer's jamming.
I'm there. Yeah. I win.
Oh, Leslie gets the prize. Okay, good.
Okay.
It's my return.
Okay, Leslie, you got to figure out this calendar. I want to... first, but I'm not going to because I know I'm live on the stream because my calendar is not coming up. So unless we
look at May, or are you looking at meetings in general, standard time? Second right. Mondays look generally empty.
Okay.
Let's see. Somebody's got the second Thursday, but all the other Thursdays look free. Fridays look free. And it looks like, in general, the first and third Tuesdays and the first and third Thursdays are free, as well as most weekends.
Well,
lots of options.
I know for me, Tuesdays and Thursdays are usually not good.
So we have second Monday. Looks like first, second, and fourth Wednesdays. Fridays, in general.
Yeah.
And Saturdays, except for June 5th.
We wanted this. Should we just try to go for the second Monday?
Works for me.
Okay, works for me.
Same here. Okay with me.
Cool. Well, I like the way this committee is going so far. Okay, so second Mondays. Andrea, do you have access to the calendar to input this?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do it right now. Okay. For May the 10th.
Good.
What do? You just type in it?
Yeah, I think you just type it in or...
Okay. I'll just put down ready for this.
This is Nia?
Uh-huh.
Nia? Yes, Nia?
Yes. Yeah. Does Andre have a login?
Yeah,
I have
a login.
You need a password.
Thank you.
Every second Monday? Because I could do it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna...
I forgot my password and everything. Uh-oh. Bad, bad, bad.
Does she have her password?
Okay. No, I did, but I don't have it off with me.
You want to do it or do you want me to do it?
Okay. I'm going to try. I've got it.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. And then I'll go back to the calendar, and for May the 10th, I'll put it in, okay?
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Okay, Scott.
And then the next item on the agenda is to set up a listserv for this committee. And we don't have to necessarily get into the details, but I just wanted to put that down as a reminder that I think that should be done if this committee does not object to it.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. We've had listservs before, but they have not been activated in so long, and I don't know what it was. Whenever this listserv would get set up, people just never used it. So let's hope that we can break with that karma and use the listserv so we can just set up a new one.
Do you want a Google group or a Yahoo group?
Any preference?
I've discovered if people have preferences, they prefer Google. That's seems to be...
This is Nia?
Yes, Nia?
Bill Crozier from the Audit Committee set up the Google Groups for the Audit Committee, and I agree with Leslie. I think I'd like that better. I guess Yahoo is just very irritating, at least for the Audit Committee. I couldn't. So if we have to take a vote, I would vote for Google Groups.
Okay.
I move that the committee adopts or creates a Google group. How is that?
Hearing no objections, it shall be done.
And the name of this group shall be?
That's a good question, because this has a very... this committee has a very long name. But
I'd hate to type racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination just to get to my Google group.
Oh, I know. I sort of liked what Andrea was doing, which was RSD. I kind of liked that. I'm going to say, you all will see that when you're reading through this extremely rough, when we're reading through this extremely rough draft, I probably inadvertently changed the name so many times, and I was so tired of writing it. It was so long. So I sort of like
what's wrong
RSD.
With calling it, why can't we call it discrimination group?
Or something like that, you know, just something kind of short.
IARS, investigate allegations of racism. We'll just break up the IRS by putting the A.
IARS. Okay, that's good.
IARS, how about that? We don't want to sound too governmental.
Oh, no. IARS. Yeah, that's good. I can...
IARSD.
I like IRS.
No.
I don't. Not on the 16th of April.
Blasphemy for that to come over the Pacifica. Anything to do with Pacifica, why couldn't the IRS?
Oh, I love it. I don't.
But, of course, IRS, I didn't mean that if you're listening. I like you. Okay.
Okay. How about... investigate allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination, IARSD. Doesn't even look like IRS.
Oh, mm-hmm. does that sound good to everybody?
Bye.
Okay, hearing no objection, it shall be IARSD.
And I will volunteer to set that up.
Cool beans, Leslie. That is so...
Oh, okay, Leslie, to set up.
Nomination is closed.
That's excellent. Okay, now the next item on the agenda is review and approval of the minutes. Do we have the minutes ready, Andrea? I know what you sent to me as a rough draft. I thought looked good.
I sent it to everyone.
Oh, you sent it to everybody. Everyone fantastic.
Yeah.
So now I have to just pull it up. Do we want to read the minutes? I guess we should read them. They're not that long.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, a moment, please. Does anybody object to reading them, or?
If someone else could, I'm having difficulty. I logged in. I'm on the calendar, and it seems as though I can't, input our names in here.
Well, you know something, Andrea, I could do that after the meeting. I mean, after we hang up, I can do that.
All right. Okay, the minutes for March the 30th, 2010, we had introductions and announcements. I called the meeting. I was the convener, Andrea Turner, and present was Lisa Davis, Mia Bediaco, Alberto Luera, Leslie Radford and Alonzo Brown. We elected officers, and Lisa was elected as chair, and I was elected as secretary. The discussion, we went to number 3 on the agenda, and that was the purpose of Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee. And so the following areas were discussed. Follow-up to review what was done by the past committee. Define the role and function of the Committee of Inclusion as related to the Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee. Develop guidelines, process to review complaints related to racism, sexism, and discrimination issues and challenges experienced throughout the network. Develop a tone, tenor, to discuss, review RSD issues throughout the network. For example, set up workshops, research online free training sessions. The next is schedule meetings with the committees of inclusion and the Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination Committee coordinate meetings and issues, challenges of the RSD, which is Racism, Sexism, and Discrimination, arising out of the network with the HR director, review ADA guidelines and their implications as related to each of our signal areas, identify meanings centered around the terms of racism, sexism, and discrimination, review the past code of conduct, follow-up areas each of us, and to contact all of our stations to elect members to the RSD committee, and develop goals and objectives for the RSD committee, establish a regular meeting schedule. The next meeting, and we're in it right now, is April the 16th, 2010, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and then adjourn. Submitted by Andrea Turner.
Okay. Do we have any suggestions or corrections or anything? Well, hearing none, I would just like to offer that this one little one little correction be made. And Andrea, as you were reading it, you caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you said it correctly. But I would just recommend identify meetings. Yeah, just cross out the of right there.
Oh,
not a big thing. Right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
We just have it.
Okay. So, heavy work schedule.
Oh, yeah. So, is there a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved. Yeah.
Okay. Any objections? And we got our minutes, our first set of minutes for 2010. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you so much. Very well done.
Thank you.
Okay. And then the next item of the agenda is, I guess, next steps. And I guess we could, action items seems like that might also flow in that. So the floor is open for some discussion about the next steps.
Madam Chair, I would suggest if Nia had some thoughts that she may like to elaborate on or something.
Sure.
Because this is her agenda item.
Could I say something?
Yes, and please identify yourself. I don't recognize your voice.
Guidelines and handling complaints comes before next steps.
We had decided to go into action items first.
Okay.
That we didn't hear any objections to doing that.
All right.
But we're open. I mean, we're just going to take it as it goes. You know, if it flows better to discuss it afterwards, we can do that.
Okay. Well, the next step to me would be to read the guidelines and then come up with new next steps.
Well, let me just... Does anybody else have any comments they would like to add?
This is Nia, Madam Chair?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Since we approved this before the next steps,
mm-hmm.
upon perusing this very briefly,
mm-hmm.
I come... and respectfully have some concerns about some things in there.
Mm-hmm.
And since we just got it tonight, could I respectfully ask that this not be discussed now?
Oh, okay.
Some of the concerns, I really don't even want them on the stream, to be honest with you.
Okay. Um, do we hear? Are there?
That's just my opinion. I'm just one voice. I don't know how everybody feels.
Are there any objections to that? That everybody perhaps read it first? And I apologize for getting it out so late.
Yeah. No objection, but point of order. I guess we could possibly read these, Madam Chair, and then prioritize this as a next step to add to the agenda at the top of the agenda for our next meeting. And after the list serve is set up, we could communicate back and forth with each other that way too. With some, yeah, because I could see this goes into some really, you know, critical areas, and it shouldn't be on stream until we have had a chance to analyze this. It's all new to us, and most of us are new to this committee. So
right. What were we going to say a moment? What was I going to say? Perhaps we could have a little bit more of a general discussion and just maybe getting people's input about how they think something should be. Like, this was not, just to be a little clear, this was not like being put forward necessarily as a formal proposal, but to just sort of look at what's in Robert's Rules of Order in terms of when there are complaints, and to just sort of like lifting that up, but not put forward as a formal proposal to the committee, but to sort of just give us some direction with how to look at this. So basically, that's what Robert's Rules of Order had down for if there is a complaint and how those complaints should be handled. So just to add a little clarity to that. So maybe we could just talk about things very generally in terms of getting people's ideas for this issue in terms of how they think something like this should go along. Is that okay? Or what does the rest of the body feel? How do they feel?
Well, I'd be happy discussing the process in general terms. I mean, one question I have, and I know this is my first meeting, but it strikes me that there's no mediation before adjudication. And I'm wondering if we're interested in that or not. I don't know. I don't know if that was discussed or where that stands. If there's no dialogue step before it runs straight into hearings.
A process question, Chair. After we go through this and, you know, clean it up and do whatever we have to do, does this then go to the governance committee in the form of a motion? Is that where it goes to approve? Or how is this handled after? Who does this go to afterwards in order to get it, you know, approved?
Well,
I don't know if some of the old guard may know. After a committee, it goes to the PMB, back to the body.
Right. Well, my thoughts on this is that once we, in terms of this committee, have thoroughly vetted the process of what should happen, at least when it comes to handling a complaint, because I know that there are so many different aspects of this, you know, but when it comes to, if it comes to that point, okay, you know, no, boom, this is what goes on, this is a complaint that happens, I'm not satisfied with mediation or whatever, how to handle that process of a complaint, that whatever recommendations we would come up with, whatever suggestions we would come up with, I would think that we would definitely need to then look, I mean, then talk with the HR director and the legal counsel, because we would want to make sure that whatever we suggested was complied with California state law, and there might even be some considerations within the various states that this that the stations operate in. And also we would want to make sure that whatever, we would definitely want to get the input from the HR director. So I would think that once we are satisfied with the document that we want to put forward, that would be the time to also make sure that the HR director and the foundation council has looked at this. And then I think that the process is that it would then go to the Pacifica National Board. I think that's what the process is. When you have committees, once they've approved something, and then sometimes the National Board would recommend that it go to another committee or something like that for review.
Okay.
But I think that's how it goes.
Okay, I just want to make sure to our audience with this. Okay, thank you.
I would just like to move that we just go back a minute to setting up action items, because I think that will take us a few. I know there will be more that will develop after we have this conversation, but there are some things that I think that we could perhaps put down for the next steps, you know, and then we can get into this. I'm sure it's going to be a very brief discussion, about how to handle complaints and stuff coming before us. Is that okay?
Do we have the mainstream members?
I'm sorry, did somebody say something?
I was wondering if we have everybody on stream with us.
Well, I'm not sure of the question. What do you mean by the question?
No, I was about ready to do roll call again. I didn't hear a response.
You can do a brief roll call, I guess, to make sure that we didn't.
Okay, well, yeah, right. Lisa, you're here.
Present.
Leslie?
I'm still here.
Okay, Nia?
Yes, I'm still here. I was waiting to get on the stack, but go ahead.
Okay, Akil?
Yep,
Aki?
So you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And Alonzo?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Just checking in. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Back to you, Mr.
Okay. Nia, you're next?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I humbly ask that we get feedback from the committee,
mm-hmm.
and I know that it was a rough draft, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
that we submit things to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we need a deadline, and this also needs to have legal review.
Right.
So what if you're expecting to have this accomplished by June?
No. I mean, if you did, it would be great, but that wasn't my expectation.
Well, this is April. Could we shoot for June?
Because sure, we could shoot for June.
Right, because we have May, and to get everybody's feedback, right? So give us a deadline to get the feedback to you to redraft it. And then send it to legal, right? Try to get it back maybe by June 1st. And then when we meet in June, we
mm-hmm.
go over what you've gotten from Ricardo. That's my
mm-hmm.
suggestion. And then I have to step away for a minute.
Okay. Okay, so I guess
is that a motion?
Yeah, could you put that in the form of a motion, Nia?
Yes. I move that we get feedback from the committee and empower the chair to redraft this. Of course, I'm not going to remember what I'm saying, you know, verbatim,
mm-hmm.
and have a deadline of
June.
This is April 16th.
to redraft it, Lisa, maybe mid-May?
Sure. Okay.
Then, right? So you get it to Ricardo? Have Ricardo.
To redraft what exactly? How are we titling that?
The guidelines that Lisa just sent out.
Okay.
Right, for investigating, for conducting investigations.
Submit our feedback on this to her. She will redraft it. I will submit, because, like I said, I do have some concerns about things in there. So let's say we should get that back to you. I'm going to the PND meeting next week. I can't do anything. I would say the middle of May, right? And then when it's revised, we're meeting, what date are we meeting in May again?
The 10th.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
May 10th.
Okay. So let's try to have the next draft by May 10th.
Oh, okay. That sounds doable.
We'll look at it, and then we'll send it to Ricardo and have him get it back to us by June 1st for our next June meeting, which is the second Monday in June.
Okay. But let me also, just since we're talking about this and to help get people to also thinking along these lines, because there are various components to this committee that would also go into if we were to get a complaint. And one of the things, Leslie, that you talked about was mediation, which is, of course, definitely a part of this. And like I said, when I was looking at this, because I was primarily looking from Robert's rules and just trying to, just like I said, to get us to at least having this conversation. But what would go on in terms of mediation is almost like a separate component, but another component that we definitely need to look at with that. So that's that side of it. So even if this were to be passed, some kind of way that, okay, once somebody wants to go forward with a complaint, there would still be that aspect of, well, what other kind of ways could there be to resolve this instead of just a complaint? And then there's also the aspect, and I noted this, about how do you deal with looking at issues of racism or discrimination if somebody, says they don't like what somebody said or whatever. That also seems like another component that I know that these guidelines don't even really get into, and that these are things that we have to think about as well when dealing with this. So.
Yeah, I'm drafting something now. I think it'll be two or three sentences that I think will take care of the mediation issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree there needs to be an education component here as well.
Right. So even if we have the meet, then it would be like, how would that mediation process work? How do we get the meet? That kind of stuff would have to be thought about. And then another thing that has to happen with anything that we recommend, and it becomes even more pressing because we know that we are so limited with funds, but we also always have to think in terms of the budget component of this. Some of the things that came up prior when discussing this issue was, okay, well, you have these complaints. How would this work with this committee? People would ask, would the committee members fly out, or how would that happen? And a lot of us, if it's us on this committee looking at it, and let's say something happens to WPFW, a lot of us are not even necessarily aware of what's going on in WPFW to really be able to do an investigation. And then it also brings into the other issue, well, would people fly out and all these kind of things. All these kind of things came up. So I know that one of the things that came up, that based on the conversations that we had with other people on this committee, is that perhaps we should make it such that one recommendation was to include the committees of inclusion, have them select people, and then, some people coming from the representatives within each local station from the committee to investigate allegations of sexism and racism. And one of the things about the committees of inclusion, which was why people on the prior committees thought that might be workable, is because the committees of inclusion are not all people from the local station board, the committees of inclusion, once they are, you know, operating the way that they should be, they also, they select people from the community and all over, so you would have a body that it would be somewhat impartial that would also be a part of looking into these allegations. And so just one of the things that I was thinking about was that kind of having a structure set up so that, I mean, people are going to make these accusations anyway, but so you could not have it so that people could just want to accuse board members or LSB members of just going after somebody else, you know, just having a vendetta against somebody. So that was another reason why the thought, from my perspective, was for, yeah, let's get the committee members from the committees of inclusion involved in this too, who hopefully would be very impartial and not directly tied to the politics of the board all the time. But that's just one of the things I just wanted to explain about one of the recommendations in there. But everything else, for the most part, was taken strictly from Robert's Rules of Order, just, you know, like I said, as a guideline. And please excuse all mistakes that I made. And I, oh gosh, I was rushing to get it done because I had it on my computer at one time, and then my old computer crashed, and I just got hit with so many other things. But I really, it was my intention to get this out to you all at least a week before this committee, I mean, before this meeting. But anyway, this is where we stand with it for now. If the body doesn't mind, I would just like to go back to just a few things that I think that we can sort of go over to agree as action items based on some of the things that we had in the notes. And these are things that we can be doing in addition to, you know, looking at this wonderful document about actually doing the investigation. Is that okay?
Okay.
Because one of the things that I saw down here was review the ADA guidelines and their implications. So as an action item, I would like to suggest, if the body doesn't object, that we look into getting the ADA guidelines.
Okay.
Or reviewing the ADA guidelines. That's something I think that we could work on without any problems too much. Review the past code of conduct. That looks like another doable action item that we might be able to look at, and or to find out where we stand with that. But I saw something about an ethics policy, and I don't know if that was put in place of the code of conduct or whatever. But maybe we can just get a brief report on where that stands. Mia, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh.
You called?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Did I hear you say something about the code of conduct or something? Do you know anything about what happened with that? You may have mentioned that at the last meeting.
Code of conduct. I can't. Well, now we have this new
ethics policy.
This new gag rule. Which is, I mean, that's my characterization of it. So, no, I don't recall. But are we still doing next steps, or where are we now?
Yeah, we're sort of doing next steps.
And then, may I add something? I know that was
sure.
My
sure, no, please do.
Maybe as activity training.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Before, sensitivity training. We had talked about this before.
Right. So sensitivity training.
I think.
Okay, so sensitivity training.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa, this is Aki.
Aki, yes?
One of the things that Andrea and I were talking about is that do we have a list of all of the bullshit that's related to, you know, sex racism, sexism in the past?
You said, do we have what?
Do we have a list of all of the lawsuits that, you know, we have been sued in the past based on sexism and racism?
We don't have that, but just one of the things for this committee was set up to deal with the allegations involving board members. Not that I'm saying we should not have what you just asked about, but I know our purview pertains to board members, but I don't think there have been any lawsuits involving board members. I'll just put it to you like that.
No, we were just talking about as related to our respective stations.
Right.
Our different areas, whether it's from board members, staff, or whoever may be suing us. And it came about, Lisa, because we thought that we could, if we had a good training program, this would be a way to stave off, lawsuits and funding, you know, spending a lot of money if everybody is placed on the same plate all at once in terms of training and, you know, getting out policies, procedures, what to do when you encountered X, Y, or Z. Wouldn't it be good finally to probably cut the number of racism, sexism, discrimination lawsuits against the foundation, you know, and feel... We could be a money saver for the foundation.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, if we could, you know, get all staff, board, and everybody on board in terms of training and I think Nia was talking about sensitivity training, but if we could do that, we were looking at the broader picture. And we don't know how many lawsuits we've had, you know, in regards to discrimination, sexism, and perhaps the legal counsel can impart that information.
Right, that would be a good question to...
because that's the basis of, you know, why we're here, I think, is to make sure that we, you know, can reduce the cost of lawsuits. I mean, people are just, you know, we have to be careful about that.
Right.
We can hash these out on the list, though, too. You know, I'll put something in expressing what I want, you know, so we can hash all these actions out on the list, though, too.
All right. But so we just want to include action item, maybe a brief review. Now, some of that might be something that would need to be discussed in executive session, but we could certainly get the advice of a legal counselor when we're at that stage, but maybe review some of the issues or something with other lawsuits that Pacifica has had. Or
yeah, just having a sort of idea of what's, you know, what are the issues that got brought up. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not getting into any confidential details.
Yeah, not into any confidential.
Right. Internal issues. Right.
Yeah.
The prior, lawsuits. Right. I'll throw this out as an action item as well, to try to do some research into the way other organizations, and some of them are supposed to be pretty well known for how they have handled this, or some of the recommendations that they have given to organizations, such as, I'm thinking like the NAACP, although I don't know if they have this, but they might. You have the National Organization for Women, even the Americans with, I always think of the Americans with Disabilities Act, but people who work in that field might also be able to help to give us some guidelines, and even people who are known very well with working with the issues that involve, you know, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. So maybe we can also begin to research some of these, you know, organizations that are known for their work, and they might have guidelines, or some of them might be willing to maybe even volunteer to work with us on some of these issues. I notice how I said the word volunteer.
They better have all these guidelines, yeah, for sure.
Right, or they can give direction.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could, right? They can give maybe some direction on how we work together instead of going to the listservs. I won't go there.
Is there anything about this organization that makes us more vulnerable to those kind of lawsuits than the construction workers, than the highway builders, than the drug companies, than the supermarkets? Is there anything about the way we're organized that makes us more vulnerable than other groups?
You're just asking that in general, or?
In general. Well, you can make it specific if you want.
Right. So, could you ask that, like, for an answer for right now?
Oh, so we could, you know,
just to look into.
Kind of, you know, let that ricochet across the walls of our cerebrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah.
You know, something, as we talk about these action items, do any of us on this call want to take some of these on? Like, I'll just go back to one of the first ones, like getting the ADA guidelines.
ADA guidelines.
I mean, I can pursue. I'll look at that. ADA now. I'll sort of look at some of those organizations and see what they. That'd be fine.
And I'm sorry, what is your name again, please?
This is Aki, AKI.
It's going to take me a moment to get you. Right. It's going to take me a moment to get used to everybody's voice. Getting information about the code of conduct, where that stands.
I can do that.
That's Leslie. Cool.
Leslie.
Sensitivity training. I can begin to do that. If anybody else wants the help, they can volunteer, but I can take that on.
Is that you, Lisa?
You got it.
Okay. I would like to check in on what lawsuits we had, you know, what was the framework of the other lawsuits, past lawsuits.
Right.
I'll ask.
Okay.
I was going to suggest the director take that one on, but thank you. And you are a director, okay? And what about, I just put that down, organizations that work with various issues pertaining to racism, sexism, people facing physical challenges. I'll put it like that. People facing physical challenges or ADA issues. Maybe I'll just frame it like that. ADA issues. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Akia, you said you would look into
Aki's
ADA.
Akia's doing ADA.
Right.
ADA.
Right.
So do you want to... Yeah, I don't know.
I cannot take on the...
you have sensitivity training.
But, you know, some of this sort of work, since that sort of... ties in with each other. I can sort of at least look into organizations that work with racism. Do we have anybody who wants to take on the issue of sexism and the issues of that face the lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender communities?
I'll take on the Leslie, and I'll take on the lesbian, gay, transgender, bi, queer questioning.
Okay,
group.
Leslie. Okay, I guess I'll just also look into sexism issue as well. Okay, maybe this way we have a little bit more of something that we can work toward. And guidelines and an action item that will help to keep us focused and working. Now,
is that basically to look at like how did they handle those topics?
Right, they might be able to. to help us, or they might provide guidelines or research or something, anything that they have to offer. And also, I just want to say this much, and I'll send around this this email. And in fact, these people have moved to Newark, New Jersey, and I've been meaning to make better contact with them. But there's an organization called Diversity Inc., and they talk a lot about these various issues, and I'm not sure in terms of how exactly progressive they are. But I think it's worth it for us to go to their website, look at it. They do an interesting email letter, and they deal a lot with these issues, at least in terms of what's going on in the workforce. So that might be something that we can also sort of look to and maybe even try to reach out to organizations such as that to ask about research that they know about in terms of how to deal with the issues that we're talking about.
Mm. Okay.
Now, if the body does not object, it's about 9:47 right now. I would like to know if we just want to just get into a little bit more of a discussion. It would be great to hear what other people think. I know I'm one of the old hats on this committee, and people have heard a lot from me, but I would just like to hear from other people if they're comfortable in terms of some of their ideas of what you think about when it comes to how this committee should handle complaints. I should say how this foundation should handle complaints, because we are doing this on behalf of the foundation, when it comes to complaints about discrimination or sexism. So I would like to open the floor for comments about that, if people do not object.
Madam Chair, before we get started, I just want to note to the members that Leslie has set up the Google group, so, and she has emailed us all.
You're fast.
Get out.
If I don't do it now, it may never get done.
That is really fast. So we need to all sign in on that so that we can be on that group, okay?
I haven't gotten it yet, but I will, I'm sure.
Just a point of information back to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So would we like to spend the last few minutes? I would appreciate getting input from people if they would like to offer some of your ideas about it.
Well, I mean, this is Aki, but I thought that the main thing we want in the ideally is to have a fairly well simple policy that everybody's aware of, so that, you know, the chances of these campaigns coming up is, you know, minimized.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
This is Leslie.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm going to agree with Aki that policies in place, education, awareness, I think is far and away our best answer to all of
mm-hmm.
these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is this foundation is based on majority decisions,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure that a vote is necessarily the best way to handle these issues.
Mm-hmm.
By their very nature, they involve protecting the minority, and I am concerned at any point that we come to a vote of the majority that we're in an awkward position there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Okay. Anybody else? Or?
Oh, this is Alonzo. The way I look at life and things is that it's unhappy people that cause these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been driving me for quite a few years now is a way to eliminate the unhappiness among people.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom you find people who've just won the lotto
Mm-hmm.
Out, you know, doing, you know, grievous acts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I want to say.
Okay. Anyone else, or?
Alonzo, you said the last thing is whether they agree with, I didn't get that, fact.
What was the question?
What was your last sentence there?
The last sentence, I'm saying, you don't find the people who have just won the lotto out committing these grievous acts.
Okay.
But perhaps after they're used to having that money, they probably do. I do agree that people who are unhappy usually are the ones most likely to do this kind of stuff.
But the other thing, Lisa, this is argument. The other thing is that, you know, many of the stations do have certain amount of, let's say, discord at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that these, you know, these become issues just because there's a two side, you know.
Exactly.
And that they'll think that, well, it's because even if the discord was not there, then probably these things will not, you know, come up in the first place. So.
Right. Right. And I think it's very important what everybody just said, because as we think about this issue, the issues that we just raised will help to guide us to make sure that we try to implement a policy that's as fair as possible. And of course, we definitely want, we hope to never have to really have a complaint come to us. That would be the ideal situation. And not because people don't want to bring, but because there won't be a need for it. But it's good to have things in place. Because another thing that will sometimes help, if people do make complaints, or if people decide, you know, I'm going to go outside of Pacifica because Pacifica doesn't ever do anything about this. And, you know, without getting into any details, I know of some people who are at that point. But if any agency would ever look at us, or any agency or lawsuit, of course we know that we will never get another lawsuit, wink, 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 but if they were to do that, one of the things that they would want to look at is, well, what are the things that you have in place to handle this stuff? You know, somebody has been accused of whatever, and I'm sure, and I also want to say it would probably also be good for us to also look at what Pacifica might have in place for the employees. If, you know, if an employee has a complaint against a staff member about something, that's where talk with the HR director will be very beneficial. But, you know, we need to understand what do we have. I mean, we need to have some kind of guideline in place to say this is what we do have in place should these situations arise. So we want to work on many fronts. But
These things we're talking about are needed if Pacifica fails to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
What Pacifica should be doing is creating programs that cause people to become successful.
Mm-hmm.
If we fail to do that, then we have to do these other things we're talking about.
Right. But we just need to have guidelines no matter what. And one of the things right now, sort of, at least from my perspective, sort of the push for the guidelines is because I know that this committee has been in existence about 3 years, or the last year we really did not operate, the only year that we did not. And one of the things that we've had, the thing that I think we've had the most difficulty with is coming up with some kind of guideline or system in place to say, to at least say, well, this is what we agreed upon, where if there is a complaint that comes up, and we, I can tell you that there have been a lot of things that have come up. People just haven't taken it to the level of a complaint. But it's not because, as we all know, that we work in an environment that can be extremely contentious, and it's unfortunate. So we just have to have something in place. But we, of course, well, I think, I'm just talking as myself right now, that we should also be working on, while we have this in place, we should also be working on trying to make sure that we don't have to use this to try to get people or to try to do our best, like you said, with education and also with mediation. But we really do need to be able to say if somebody does make a complaint, if something does happen, what do we have in place to handle it, to deal with it? And it's an unpleasant thing to think about, but something that is important. And especially to have something in place so that it would not end up being used in a negative way. You know, we want something definitely that would be fair in place, that would not just be so that, okay, you have a majority on the LSB and they don't like somebody, or a majority on the PMB, and so therefore, boom, they get to make this decision. And hopefully some of the thought that's already gone into it will hopefully address it somewhat, although it's not going to be a perfect solution, but I don't know if we could come up with a perfect one, but just something that we need to think about. Anybody else have any other comments or anything?
This would be, Madam Chair, applicable to volunteers as well, right?
You know something? I think
it should be across the board if we're thinking of, you know,
right,
regular staff, volunteers. There should be something in place for anyone interacting with our stations and our boards and our other boards, CABs. You know, it should cover all topics, all areas, all activities.
Right. You bring up a good thing when you mentioned the CAB. I think volunteers, or there are two types of volunteers, I guess, although we're also volunteers as well, although we're board members. There are those that volunteer at the station. And these are definite things that we need to, you know, work with the HR director about and even the council, because something that happens at the station when somebody is volunteering in the capacity of doing something that would help the staff seems to me like it would fall under the station guidelines. And it's not that we should have two separate guidelines, but I do know in terms of when this committee was first established, the primary thought was in terms of what was going on with board members, because there was nothing in terms of how do you handle anything when it comes to the board. I've even come into issues where somebody has said something to me, not in terms of racism or anything like that, but revealed something to me or confided in something into me when I was a director, and it was something very serious, and I was like, whoa, and I had to even remind the person, you know, something, I'm a director, you have to understand, right now you are talking to me as a director. And I even had to say, you know, I don't know if you want to talk to me anymore, because you have to understand that's who I am. And even the situation came up in my mind, how do we handle even something like this? So I think most of the, you know, I think you might have policies and procedures in place for how staff might handle something. Like if staff hears about something, who do they report something to? And I don't think you have that much in place when it comes to board members. So I don't know if I'm really answering people's questions. I'm probably being a bit long-winded about it, which I apologize for that. But I guess you want to have something that complements the other, you know, that works along, but that will definitely deal with the issue of the board. And then you have the people who do the committee work of the board, and that should also, I guess, fall within that guideline as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely a broader question that I think that this committee ultimately can't even really answer that. We would definitely need legal counsel and the HR director to help us with.
Well, with the discussion we're having, it's going to help us communicate to the stations at large,
mm-hmm,
what they could be doing to make sure that these bad events don't take place. And one of the phrases that I was thinking about as I was listening to everyone was that Pacifica should have almost as a slogan that we don't talk about so much, but
Mm-hmm.
Pacifica's slogan should be, "We've got your back."
Mm-hmm.
So any time a person enters our world, they can sense immediately that we've got their back.
Mm-hmm. These are all very good ideas, and we have to somehow move to work toward that. I wish we had very strong examples to show us how to do this. But in my opinion, I don't think in this country, America, we have extremely very strong, successful examples for dealing with these issues that keep coming up no matter what. And I've seen a whole, I've seen, I think, more at Pacifica than
I've think
seen anywhere.
Timothy McVeigh had a feeling that certain people had his back, he wouldn't have done what he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Silence on that comment. People, it's at 10:02 right now. Did anybody have anything else to add to this discussion?
Okay. So we will check back in with each other before then, right? Before the May meeting.
Right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? If anybody has no other comments,
so move.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
And I want to thank everybody so much. Thank you so much for your participation.
And I want to thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Okay.
Thank everybody.
Au revoir.
Okay.
Good night, everyone. Right. Bye-bye.
Right.
Good night, and thank you.
Sure, bye-bye.
Bye.